It's a Kiki with John and McG. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck, 'cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gay as Fuck. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny McGovern, he who is. This is the show where pop culture meets dirty gay stuff. Baby, it is winter in LA, and honey, this is my season. You know, some people live for summer. I live for the LA winter, sweetie. It's crisp. It's cool. It's sunny. Man, I'm big, hairy, scary, and naturally hot. So I love when the cool breeze blows into town. Ooh, and you know who else loves the cool winter of Los Angeles? Balenciaga. Honey, because they were here in Los Angeles to do their pre-fall fashion show. Yes, pre-fall. And the shit was big, celebrity studded, TikTok star studded, old grand dame studded, reality diva studded. And honey, they were serving it right in Hancock Park, not too far from here, walking down a palm tree laden street with the Hollywood sign glistening in the background. All of LA's hipsters were there, and then they proceeded to be mocked by an entire collection that could be called LA Hipster by Balenciaga. And I lived. It included leather Erewhon bags. Now, if you do not know, Erewhon is the grocery store chain, which is like the it makes Whole Foods look like a cheap bitch. You know what I'm saying? $20 smoothies, honey. Don't forget to get the Hailey Bieber $20 smoothie. It's a very fancy grocery store for fancy people and those who wish to be. And so Balenciaga's latest accessory was the leather Erewhon bag that looks exactly like the paper Erewhon bag that you get in the store. They also, of course, stocked the store with Balenciaga juice. Was it satanic child's blood? No, it was not. The Balenciaga juice, sweetie. It was black. Black as the souls of the hipsters who drank it. I'm going to be talking all about that in depth with my fashion designer friend, Marlon Goble, on my Patreon podcast. And you can find that at patreon.com/gayestofalltime for up to 3 podcasts a week, sweetie. I mean, there is a lot to talk about. Where else was Kim K, Lisa Rinna, Cole Sprouse wearing the towel skirt? I mean, this collection was wild. And it had so many items that actually I did want. The gigantic 10XL sneakers. Look, I'm a person who loves giant dad shoes. First of all, I look and act like a dad. And second of all, I love a big fashion-y version of something like that. And those big giant 10XL dad shoes are for me. So if anyone works at Balenciaga, hook a brother up. But so much to go into, and we'll be going to that on the Patreon. But this is Gay as Fuck, honey. And we got plenty of stuff to talk about. I told you that I was naturally hot. Well, the hot topics are hot this week. So let's get into it.
Get into it. Get into it.
The world's greatest showman, or showwoman, depending on who you ask, Hugh Jackman is getting a divorce. That's right. Wolverine is getting a divorce. He is divorcing his wife of, 25, 30 years, Deborah Lee Furness. And honey, they are signing an ironclad NDA for their $100 million fortune. And strategically crafted to shield the intimate facts of their relationship from prying eyes. Which means Deborah Lee Furness will not be writing her book, but somebody who is writing his book is Hugh Jackman. Now, the book promises big bombshells. He's finally being honest with himself and the divorce. Explaining his side of the story will be the first step. I mean, no better way to come out smelling like a rose from a divorce when your divorce partner has an NDA and you can go be free to write the book and write whatever you want. We've all heard the rumors for many years that Hugh Jackman is perhaps secretly lighting the loafers.
Lighten the loafers. Adjective. 1. Idiomatic, slang, pejorative, dated, euphemistic, gay, homosexual.
I mean, he doesn't do things that make us think that that's not correct. I mean, for every Wolverine, there's a Peter Lind and the boy from Oz. But I mean, acting's acting. But I'm pretty sure the bombshells will not be like any of the bombshells that have been dropping for the last 20 years in blind items purporting to be about Hugh Jackman. And they paint a very detailed and interesting story of the secret life of this actor. And I thought today we could take a deep dive into the best of the Hugh Jackman blind items from the last 20 years. The whole point of a blind item is that they don't give the name of the person who they're talking about, nor do they give the name of the other key players in the stories. But these blind items have gone on for so long that many of them have been revealed, where they give you who it's about, or at least who they think it's about. So I thought we would take a look at some of the best of the blind items, supposedly about Hugh Jackman, okay? We don't know anything. This is just conjecture. They all start off with this foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor. Things like, this foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor, isn't into dressing like a biological female woman, but he loves wearing black microfiber high-cut panties size 7. He loves the support they provide for his manly bits. And yes, his wife knows. She's the one who buys them.
I knew I was looking good. I had my Kenneth Cole shoes on, my Gianni Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done, my hair was fierce, fierce. And I was riding in a Cooper's limousine. Don't you want to
ride? Deborah Lee Furness is in Torrid, being like, yes, do you got a little... Yeah, no, it's not for me. It's for a friend. Yes, my friend has very muscular thighs and a high, tight ass. What would look good on her? I mean, is Deborah Lee Furness a saint? Because she's buying his panties. And then here, this is really the best blind item that there was. This actor is both creative and innovative. He is straight, but needs the helping hand of a man to get ready for his actress wife. The assistant performs the service until he is ready, and then the assistant bows out and the wife takes over. Another interesting detail is our actor has trouble going down on his wife without the assistance of a sweet condiment like honey or fluff.
My name is Sweet Pussy Pauline, and I got a story that I want to share with you this evening.
This assistant should be getting paid a lot because not only is he sucking Hugh Jackman's dick, but then he's buying honey and fluff to wipe on Deborah Lee Furness's pussy so Hugh Jackman can handle eating it. Wolverine, we thought you were tougher than that. I mean, please, sir, sir. And here's another one from the olden days. It's been a while since we've heard from Beefcake Boy Lover Stealth Stud Poof. See, SSP expertly knows how to play the Hollywood closeted star game, and he's been busy maintaining his A-list status, landing super sexy roles, buffing up his stellar bod, and, you know, banging his uber-hot boyfriend on the side. Sounds like a perfect life, no? Heck, he didn't even have to hide his same-sex shenanigans. Everyone in Poof's camp was in on the sitch. Even the misses. He just had to keep things under wrap from the public, which of course he always has, until now. Mr. Poof has seemed to develop a habit of forgetting to close the shades on those big old windows at his place, which he pretty much keeps separate from the pad with his wife, giving many passing looky-loos quite the shocking show. See, Stealth purchased a swanky apartment for his lover boy where the two dudes can get it on for days without any prying paps trying to hone in on their love nest. But on one of the recent visits with the BF, one of Stealth's favorite ways to relax and indulge, he seemed not to notice the exclusive complex had turned into quite the celebrity hotspot, which means fans, lots of them, hoping to catch a sighting of one of the many stars living in this A-list building. But here's what they weren't expecting to see. Stealth and his pal getting it on. Not in the entirely raunchy way you might think or want. Yes, you're right about that. But sure enough, Stealth was hugging and kissing this man with years of affection behind those sparkling eyes. You know, the kind of open-mouth kisses that take you straight to the bedroom, which is precisely what happened. Adorable, but homolicious nonetheless, and oozing with passion that could destroy Stealth's career of playing badass ladies' men. At least that's what people tell him. So tread carefully, stud poof. And get some damn curtains, or else we might be removing the Stealth from your moniker. Unless, of course, you're waiting for someone to snitch so you can turn your fab domestic life with your dude into a full-time sitch. Our Stealth stud loves an LA gay bar and can't stop hitting up the hot spots of West Hollywood. Or this foreign-born A-list, mostly movie actor is wildly flamboyant with friends and business associates, but goes straight acting in public. There are lots of blind items about people secretly outing Hugh Jackman at parties. Hugh Jackman's ex-assistant once drunkenly confessed that Hugh Jackman is gay, but also confessed that Hugh considers himself a brand and everyone who works with him must protect the brand. Protect the brand at any cost. Or Sigourney Weaver supposedly outing Hugh Jackman at a party.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Which high-end New York designer, who is a household name, is telling anyone that will listen that foreign-born A-list movie actor is gay and has a jealous boyfriend who won't employ anyone hotter, younger, or hunkier than him for fear of getting the attention of the actor? And that supposedly is Marc Jacobs. Here's a classic blind item written by Ted Casablancas in The Awful Truth. And Ted Casablancas wrote blind items for years through the 90s and the early 2000s before accidentally outing somebody in some other type of way and losing his job. But here's this is like a classic blind item, and we're going to have to pull it apart because it involves Hugh Jackman and another male star who they talked about a lot in the blinds called Toothy Tile. Stealth Stud Poof, that's the title of the piece. Stealth Stud Poof has it all. He's got a decent bod, a procreating, talented gal, Deborah, and a well-respected and sizzling career. Not to mention a great ass and a boyfriend who knows what to do with it. The butt, that is, not the job stuff.
I put my finger in his ass personally, so I know his ass was loose.
See, Toothy Tile is not, by far, the only homo in Hollywood who likes to push the fruitcake-covered envelope. No way. Gotta love Ted Casablancas' writing style. Whereas our lovable, somewhat confused Toothy is constantly trying to figure out what the hell he wants to do with his life, sexuality not being the least of his concerns, Stealth has known from his relatively flashy get-go what he wanted in life. A glitzy career, a wife and family, and most definitely a BF on the side. And he got it all, plus more money and job accolades than he ever expected. But here's what SSP, Stealth Stud Poof that is, wasn't counting on. A lover so bossy, Leona Helmsley looks like Snow White by comparison. I've seen this blind item read in a couple TikToks and nobody knows who Leona Helmsley was. Leona Helmsley was the queen of mean who owned the Plaza Hotel in the 80s and was a ruthless boss. So supposedly Hugh Jackman's lover is a lot like Leona Helmsley, or made her look like Snow White in comparison. It's a dated reference, but you should know what it means. At first, it was fine and cute. The side screw was sufficiently content to be relegated to where mistresses usually are. Wink, wink, off in a discreet corner, where only certain in-the-know members of Stealth's inner sanctum were aware. Everybody got along. This was before said boy mistress decided his very convincing reincarnation of Eva Peron was in order. And so the dictator channeling upstart began, with Stealth's quasi-reluctant approval, ridding Mr. Studpoof's life of all that didn't please the new Eva. which meant off with anybody's head who didn't approve of Queen Boyfriend becoming a royal attachment to Stealth's increasingly more visible side, wife included. And now the unlikely menage a tricky-trois is living together. Or not. Stealth's got a few pads around the globe. And his Pollywood place? Well, gosh, doesn't seem to be much room for the missus here now, does there? So Stealth's rather horrified friends are now waiting for his wife, Unit, to blow the cover on the whole mess. Don't count on it. I find in these prickly, often legally complex scenarios, the tryst-seeking tabloids usually beat the crossed housewife to the proverbial punch. And that was supposedly, of course, Hugh Jackman, Beverly Furness. Now, some sources say that Toothy Tile was Jake Gyllenhaal because supposedly he smiles when he lies. Interesting. Though this could also go with John Palermo, who was supposedly his other, his long-term love. I prefer the Jake Gyllenhaal one, don't you? Yes, we do.
We could have had a good life together. Fucking real good life. Had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Ennis. So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain.
Now, a little more on John Palermo. I mean, supposedly, supposedly Hugh Jackman, in an article with People Magazine, talked about a band that he wears opposite his wife's wedding band. And it was a band given to him by John when we started our production company. In Sanskrit, it's written the basic principles of our company. In Sanskrit, okay? That's how we can hide our love, with Sanskrit. John was formerly Bryan Singer's assistant on X-Men. More on that later. And he was Hugh's publicist, and then he was a partner with him. And then he was his producing partner. And they were always out together. Now, people said things like, can't the public see that this is one of the closest business relationships in the world? I mean, John sits right next to him and Deborah on the other side for every award ceremony. She's years his senior. They have two adopted children, and he lived in a bungalow on their property in L.A. There's nothing ordinary about that troop. And the most ooh, bitch moment. Supposedly, John Palermo had a credit card that had Hugh Jackman's name on it, and he ran it at a fancy hotel, but it was declined. And Palermo got very angry and shouted, "I'll kill his wife!" Ooh, bitch is right. I mean, messy Meska Simpson. And interestingly, when they broke up, he also stopped being the head of his production company. Then there are some other blinds that bring in others of our favorite stars who supposedly are also gay. Now, this is where I start to be like, is everyone gay? And then I say to myself, everyone is gay.
I've heard people say
one night these two A-plus actors got a little drunk. Not a big deal. Both are drop-dead gorgeous, and both are foreign-born. One is closeted, but the other has made it pretty evident that he likes women. He's been engaged to some beautiful women and married to some others. Apparently, there's been whispers that if you get him drunk enough, he will spend the night playing for the same team. And that's what happened that night. It was after a movie premiere. The two were alone, and one thing led to another. And that's supposed to be Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. This is a related blind item that's supposedly about Ryan Reynolds, which perhaps tells the tale of what he was doing messing around with Hugh Jackman, if that is any bit of truth. This top Hollywood film actor has never come out of the closet, but there's been lots of rumors in the past that he is gay. While he has plenty of offers from gay men and straight women, he actually prefers a third option, straight men who are also famous. He enjoys getting them to switch teams, even if only for a one-time tryst. His powers of persuasion must be pretty strong because he's talked more than one famous and straight man into sampling the goods. He always makes it as dirty as possible, including sampling of each other's body waste, because he feels certain there's no way they'd ever tell. Now, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds were in Deadpool together. And then, of course, they had a sort of fake feud on TikTok and whatever. I mean, don't we all wish that was Ryan Reynolds? Some of these feel like too good to be true. You know what I mean? Everyone's gay. Everyone's fucking. But, honey, it's Hollywood. Who knows?
I know, right? Whose balls did I have to fondle to get my very own movie? I can't tell you, but it does rhyme with Wolverine.
Another funny one is a blind talking about the 2018 Golden Globes, where this foreign-born, mostly movie A-list actor was getting touchy-feely with a co-nominee who was reeking of pot. And that co-nominee was James Franco, supposedly getting handsy with Hugh Jackman.
To the fast and the curious.
Other delightful tidbits include, he loves to pick up men at his gym and has a place next door to fuck them. Mm-hmm. Well played. What gym is that again? This RuPaul's Drag Race judge and talk show host sets up handpicked sex workers for the foreign-born, mostly movie actor whenever he's in town. And that is supposedly Graham Norton picking out sex workers for Hugh Jackman whenever he visits London. Oh, what a friend. I've got a really good one for you, girl. Oh, yes, girl. Could it be that a certain leading man who's been leading a double life? So say sources down with our favorite foreign-born movie actor who ain't straight as an arrow. I guess I'm not surprised. Just look at his somewhat matronly misses. But the clincher was hearing that while his matrimonial bed is empty, his dressing room is a different story. As a dresser on his Broadway show walked in on a scene that should have likely taken a place on a pool table.
It was murder in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess he was fucking somebody in the dressing room on a pool table. Who's fucking on a pool table, blind item writers? Now, the blind items get a little darker when talking about Hugh Jackman and Bryan Singer. Basically saying that Bryan Singer is being put through the ringer for all of the things that he has allegedly done with young men at his parties, but that no one has ever mentioned that Hugh Jackman was also at those parties, perhaps doing similar things. And there is a picture of Bryan Singer, Hugh Jackman, and a boatload of twinks on Bryan Singer's private jet, which makes you go,
Things that make you go,
That's backed up by the fact that Hugh Jackman has never seemingly condemned Bryan Singer or anything he's done. And they say that is because they are sissy besties and they love to dip their wick in the quills of young youth. Now we'll see, won't we? Hugh Jackman supposedly writing bombshells in his book, but I just cannot imagine after hiding in the closet for this long, if that is the case, that he's going to put it all in some book and spill the tea on Toothy Tile and Ryan Reynolds and Marc Jacobs and all the rest of them. I just do not see that happening. Plus, there's a new relationship to protect, allegedly. Now, the latest TikTok rumor, and this one's completely unfounded other than the fact that these two men were both at the Travis Kelce game in the Taylor Swift box. Both Hugh Jackman and Antoni Porowski from Queer Eye were in the same box with Taylor Swift for the Travis Kelce Chiefs game. And of course, TikTok went wild because they said, look, they're standing next to each other. Another thing on Twitter said, it's happening so fast. And it was Antoni and Hugh Jackman walking past the camera together. So if we are to believe our feelings, Antoni's engagement, which recently was broken off. He broke it off from a very handsome man named Kevin, was broken off. Why? Because of Hugh Jackman. I mean, that's a cute couple. Got to admit. I mean, these people, if Hugh Jackman has spent all these years in the closet, it's just like, what a waste. I mean, I guess you got your career and you got to play Wolverine and nobody tried to oppress you. But, sheesh, so many lies. Well, we'll have to see what happens with Hugh Jackman. As usual, I'd love to see all secret closeted celebrities come out. We'll all be just so thrilled to have another celebrity come out. So then they can get in the Out 100 in place of someone who's been gay their whole life. Am I bitter? No. Never. We'll just be waiting with bated breath to see if anything changes.
Gay as fuck!
Well, someone we don't have to read blind items about is Billie Eilish, and honey, she just came out by accident. Billie was doing an interview with Variety for a big cover story on Hitmakers. The singer of Bad Guy and a million other emo-type hits suggested that she was attracted to women in a recent cover interview with Variety. She said,
"Spent my life loving girls and being really worried that they hate me for some reason and wanting to impress them and whatever else. And I felt like one with the girls. I want to be a girl's girl so bad. Girls are amazing in so many ways."
Which I guess could have stayed vague. But when Billie went to the red carpet for that cover story, an interviewer got in and sort of asked her to clarify about that. An interviewer got in and asked her to clarify, and we got this exchange.
Billie, did you mean to come out in the story,
girl? No, I didn't, but I kind of thought, wasn't it obvious? Like, it's kind of been, I didn't realize people didn't know, so.
We need to get to a point where you don't even have to come out, so.
I just don't really believe in it. I'm just like, why can't we just exist? I've been doing this for a long time, and I just didn't talk about it. Well,
now, that seemed like she was cool and no biggie, but that was not how she felt on Instagram post-red carpet. She wrote, "Thanks Variety for my award and also for outing me on a red carpet at 11 a.m. instead of talking to me about anything else that matters. I like boys and girls. Leave me alone. And please, literally, who cares?" So what do we think? I personally find it a little annoying when people do not, if they are gay or even bi and refuse to speak about it forever. I don't love that. I mean, I understand privacy is privacy and everyone should be able to be private. But when you're famous in a world where being gay is still so persecuted and opportunities are less for those who are in the LGBTQ community, I feel like if you are part of the family, it is your duty to say that. Now, you don't have to say it a million times a day or address it ever more than once, but it should be addressed because, especially for someone like Billie Eilish, who has so many millions and millions of fans, that could be a very empowering thing for the right person to hear that their hero is like them. So I think if you're gay, say you're gay. If you're bi, say you're bi. Like, you don't have to talk about it forever, but you can acknowledge it. I don't think keeping secrets is great for the community. I mean, I'm still annoyed that Jodie Foster, after all these years, hasn't said she's gay. And people are like, "What is that, Johnny? Why should she have to say anything?" Well, it's because gay people are so persecuted every day, and you're a rich, powerful celebrity. And if you're one of us, you should say something. Say, "I'm part of this community." Stand up with the community. Don't just take the easy route of never talking about it ever. That's my opinion. So congratulations, Billie Eilish. You did do that. Now you don't have to ever talk about it again. Do whatever you wish. You're already a rich, famous superstar who can do anything she wants. Eat pussies, suck dicks, whatever you like. I do not care about that. But I do care if some youth who is a fan of Billie Eilish, who is feeling terrible about being gay or same-sex attraction, heard that you were queer and then could feel better about themselves. I mean, some of us have spent our entire career being out and proud. Some of us. And yeah, we probably did lose opportunities because we were so motherfucking gay. Okay? Well, we didn't take the easy fucking route. Okay? And come out when we were 40 and already successful. Okay? Okay? Is that shade? Maybe it is.
Shady as fuck!
Not to Billie Eilish necessarily, just to people who stay in the closet. I'm not a fan, which is why, of course, I do podcasts about all the rumors. Because if you were truthful, I wouldn't need to talk about rumors, okay?
Baby bet, ay, couple X, ay, couple Grammys on him, couple plaques, ay, that's a bet, ay, throw it back, ay, throw it back.
Let's talk about Lil Nas X, who is trolling them again, and we love it 1,000,000%. So, Lil Nas X on November 29th shared a video of a new song and asked his fans, y'all mind if I enter my Christian era? And in the video, he danced around with long hair and a jean skirt, singing lyrics like, Father, stretch my hands. The lonely road seems to last the longest, help me with my plans. Everything seems to go nowhere.
Help me with my plans. Everything seems to go.
Now, that doesn't seem like they're very controversial. In fact, everyone should be happy about that. They all thought he was a devil worshiper a little while ago, so now he's entering his Christian era. Can you all never be satisfied? But of course, there was still backlash because people said he was mocking Christianity. Okay. People said, what the fuck is this? Don't mock God. I hope he's actually changing his ways and not making fun of God. I don't know. It's giving mockery. I don't like it. And Tyrese had to dip in there and make a comment. Mm-hmm, Tyrese. He said, y'all got to learn to stop playing with God. And he accused Lil Nas X of making a mockery about Jesus with his new music. His full tweet read, when y'all going to learn to stop playing with God? God is not to be played with. From shoes with devil signs and devil's blood and the shoe's soul, we can all change, I get it, but I feel a way about people making a mockery about Jesus. Do you. Live your life. Do what makes you happy, but y'all better stop playing with Jesus out here. Okay, Tyrese. Now, Lil Nas did respond to Tyrese, and I just love Lil Nas X. He wrote, this really crazy because all I did was post a song about asking God for hope when you feel hopeless. And y'all acting like I posted a video of me burning down a church or peeing on a nativity scene. Now, of course, if you remember in the Call Me By Your Name video, he took a stripper pole down to hell and gave Satan a lap dance, which is truly one of the greatest music video moments of all time. And Lil Nas X continued, said, y'all hate that I symbolically took ownership of the very place y'all condemn gay people to. So you flipped the script and convinced everyone it's all about me mocking God. Everything I do y'all see is a gimmick, when in reality I'm just an artist expressing myself in different ways. Whether I'm a cowboy, gay, satanic, or now Christian, y'all find a problem. Y'all don't police nobody else art like mine. Y'all hate me because I'm fun, cute, and petite. Oh my God. I mean, slow clap. Two. Standing ovation, Lil Nas X. I mean, I hope he is going into his fucking Christian era. And who says someone can't make a video about sliding a stripper pole down and giving the devil a lap dance and then also have moments where they want to have a spiritual side to themselves or a spiritual side to their art? You know, I get it. Lil Nas X is the ultimate in mega trolling, but let's respect his ability to express different things as an artist. Even if he's not doing that and he's just trolling, it's troll served cold and delicious. Thank you, Little Nas X. Please never change. I will be buying your Christian album opening day, okay? Not just streaming it, buying it to support. To support you trolling all these motherfuckers who told you you were going to hell.
I got gay questions, and I need gay answers. I got gay questions, and I need gay answers. Yeah, I got gay questions, and I need gay answers. I got gay questions, and I need gay answers.
Queerty did their gay best with an article picked up from a Reddit thread this week, which was gay men reveal the oddball turn-ons that took them by surprise. Now, here are some of the oddball turn-ons. Guys who wear funny socks to the gym. For some reason, it does something to me in a primal way. Okay, note to self, get some funny socks. Someone licking my ears. Never have imagined this act is very stimulating that my ears are sensitive, LOL. Probably the second best stimulation after coming for me. Come to think of it, cleaning the outer walls of my ears is weirdly arousing. I just chose to ignore it, LOL. Okay. Weird answer, hearing who I'm with snore. If he's snoring with me, then he's comfortable. And if he's snoring, I feel safe. Oddly, I find it sexy. I don't know. That's just me. Lucha Libre masks. No lie. Guess moving to Mexico had an impact. I once did a huge party with the Saint at Large, the Black Party. And that was a year that was all Lucha Libre themed, except for my section, which was varsity wrestler themed on brand. A few more turn-ons. I know this is a little unheard of, but guys who are left-handed, I'm left-handed myself, and I always notice when other people are writing with their left hand. The place where I work has a few attractive guys, lots of country boys building stuff together, and quite a few of them are left-handed. A lot of our work needs to be tracked throughout the day, so they're always writing stuff down, and it drives me crazy. Got playfully slapped in the face very lightly during a play fight with a friend and popped a hard on. Oops. The person below them comments, try a little harder next time. I think you might like it. Armpit musk is an answer. Okay, we understand that. Armpits and man musk appear a lot through this, as if that's a weird turn on. I think that's kind of like mainstream at this point, in my opinion. Not that I love a stinky man, but sometimes the smell of a dude is very erotic. Dirty talk and deep voices that sometimes turn me on even more than the visuals. Accents coupled with a deep voice, mwah, chef's kiss. Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you subscribe and leave a nice review to this podcast. Hup play. Now I'm in the Reddit, not the Queerty article. This is where we get the more NSFW things, but this whole show is NSFW, so it doesn't matter. Someone has an erogenous zone under the arch of their foot. Some like cruising. Someone other than me touching my beard. I can appeal. That's appealing. In the right situation, don't be touching me with your dirty hands, unlike just a hi, hello. Someone says worshiping. Got to know a straight guy I was out partying with from my college and had him walk me home because he was extremely drunk. Ended up sleeping on the couch because I was too drunk to walk home. Morning after, we talked a lot and he ended up letting me suck him at his own initiative before he laid me down on the bed. I've never wanted to touch and lick a man that much. Just feeling his arms and abs, he's a climber, made me so freaking horny. Next time we're going to hang out, I'm going to ask him if he wants a massage just so I can worship him again. Teabagging, rim jobs, all good shout outs. Perineum licks. Nothing like a good perineum lick. That's the taint for those of you that don't know. And the final answer, someone says, piss eating from a woman, no less. And the person below it says, please don't take up romance novelist. You ain't got it.
Gay as fuck.
If you enjoyed today's Gay as Fuck show, please leave me a nice review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever the hell you're listening to this, honey. And if you really like me and you want to hear more of me podcasting all week long, then you can join me over at Patreon, patreon.com/thegayestofalltime, where I'm podcasting up to 3 times a week with all my homo homies. This week, I'm diving deep into the Balenciaga show with my friend Marlon Goble. We do a deep dive on Fire Island with my buddy Teddy Margus, and tons more great content with all your old favorites from Gayest of All Time and Gay Pimpin'. So, join me there, will you? Honey, I just came across a video on Instagram, which has me living. It's by an artist called Black Bunny, who... their screen name is Black Bunny, and their name on their rap name is Thought Squad. They are they, them, theirs. And honey, they have this video, which is them standing with this old white lady who's staring at the camera very intently. And the beat drops, and this plays.
I'ma show you how to make a pound cake!
And the old lady pulls down her hat to make it into like a ski mask and just thugs you out with her eyes. Now this song is very amusing to me, so let's support this artist. Follow Black Bunny and whoever this nice white old lady grandma is who's in all her videos with her. And let's get in, because I found it extremely amusing. I'll see you next week on another episode of Gay as Fuck. Bye, sweetie.
Was murder in there.